Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
We as the people should be choosing our representatives rather than politicians choosing their voters. And that's the way the system is now. It's called gerrymandering, and it needs to stop. So I have told anybody that is willing to listen, and I hope you're listening tonight, I will not sign a map. In 2021, we draw our lines every 10 years. I will not sign a map.
Well, I hear a lot of great talk, but it sounds to me like a lot of politics where we've got somebody talking about the need to do something about this, but at the same time, a record of accepting money from a super PAC dedicated to preserving and winning control for Democrats of redistricting here in Virginia, and having voted for a redistricting map that was an incumbent protection plan when he was in the General Assembly.
All right, that might not sound like it, but there were some, you know, tough moments last night in the debate between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam. That's about as fever-pitched as either of those gentlemen get, by the way. But Mark Obenshain is a Virginia State Senator. He was in attendance last night watching all of this, Republican, cheering on Ed Gillespie. What'd you think, Mark?
Hey, Vince, it was great. You know, the media coverage has been fair and neutral, which means that Ed Gillespie cleaned the floor with Ralph Northam last night.
That's how you assess it. If everything seems even, then it's probably the Republican who won. So, you know, normally in these debates, we've seen Ralph Northam try and make a giant issue out of President Trump, basically tying Ed to that. We saw less of that last night, but these guys really did get into the issues.
Well, yeah. You know, Ralph Northam has been throwing stones at Ed Gillespie on the issues, but hadn't come forward with a single real policy initiative of his own. And to hear him talk about redistricting last night was just rich. I mean, he talks about wanting the people to choose the next governor while, you know, he's going and courting Michael Bloomberg and George Soros. You know, those aren't the people I want picking our next governor. I want the people of Virginia. And Ralph refused to air his ideas to people across Virginia, only agreed to 3 debates, none of which got real statewide coverage, and they're over. So, you know, I don't know what he's talking about. We really do deserve a more thorough airing of these issues, and Ed wanted to have 10 debates so everybody in Virginia could hear where these guys stand.
This debate was held in the southwestern part of the state, where President Trump did very, very well. Ed is behind in the polls. Was it a mistake to not bring up the president last night, not mention that the president tweeted his support for him while you're in Trump country, the Trump part of the state that supported him, in order to get their support?
Look, you know, I think Ralph Northam is going to make it very clear that the president supports Ed Gillespie, and you know, I think that that's been the strategy from day one. I think the people in Southwest Virginia know it. And quite frankly, Washington Post polls have been very one-sided. And, you know, I put very little faith in them. You know, I think that this race, everything I've seen, and I've seen a lot of the internal polling, and everything I see indicates that this is neck and neck. And Ed's going to do very well in Southwest Virginia.
I was struck last night, Senator, by a moment when Ed Gillespie there was a part where the two candidates can offer questions to each other. And Ed had asked the lieutenant governor whether or not, in the event a sanctuary city pops up in Virginia, whether he'd be willing to put it down officially. And My take on that was that he was very squirrely on answering that question. How did you perceive Ralph Northam's answer to questions about sanctuary cities?
Well, of course he was squirrely about answering that question. He's in Southwest Virginia, where he knows that sanctuary cities are very unpopular. And frankly, anywhere you go in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I think the lion's share of folks believe that we have to have respect for the rule of law. Plus, Ralph is on the record as having cast a deciding vote against a bill that would have essentially banned sanctuary cities in Virginia. So You know, Ralph Scott, on that and so many other issues, pipeline, so many other issues. I mean, he's between the proverbial rock and hard place.
You know, of course, Ed Gillespie making a big deal out of MS-13 lately and his advertising and illegal immigration. If you were advising Ed today, you can do it even this morning, what are you suggesting that he keeps focusing on if he's going to close the gap, even if these polls aren't quite right?
Well, I think that Ed's doing a great job of carrying a message to Virginians that we need to get the economy rolling again. Being 49th out of 50 and among the states in job creation is not good enough. Northern Virginians are trading in, have been trading in really great high-paying jobs for medium-paying jobs, and we need an economic developer as governor. Ralph Northam has been somebody who hadn't shown up for the vast majority of the Virginia Economic Development Partnership meetings. We need somebody with fresh ideas, and Ed has been talking about his ideas before anybody who'll listen all over Virginia. Ralph has, I don't know where he's been, but he hadn't been talking to Virginians.
And was there anything that they actually agreed on?
They love Virginia, and I don't question Ralph's commitment to Virginia. I just think that Ralph, if you asked him in a moment of candor, I don't know that he knows why he's running for governor. I certainly hadn't demonstrated it. But I think that there is a vast difference between these candidates in terms of their level of the thought that
yes.
they put into policy initiatives. And I think more discussion of that and more debate across Virginia would be a good thing and would allow more Virginians to actually have an informed.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Senator. It sounds like you're voting for Ed Gillespie based on your assessment this morning. Appreciate that. Thanks very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
8:43 now on WSB.